This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The coronavirus has claimed 86 lives during a one-day period ending Saturday morning. It is the biggest single-day increase to date as the virus continues to take its toll in China and other parts of the world. Among the new fatalities are a U.S. citizen in Wuhan, China, which is the epicenter of the outbreak. The embassy said that a 60-year-old American died February 6th. A Japanese citizen is also reported to have died in Wuhan of viral pneumonia, likely caused by the coronavirus, although that has not been confirmed. Meanwhile, when discussing several cruise ship quarantines in response to the confirmed and suspected cases of the virus, Dr. Michael Ryan, head of the World Health Organization's Health Emergencies Program, says he understands the quarantines can be uncomfortable, but they ensure the coronavirus does not spread.
We're also working to ensure that those individuals who are left on the ships are able to get off as quickly as possible and just ensure the protocols and the algorithms can work and we don't end up with an unfortunate consequence of people having to stay too long in that situation.
The United States says it's offering up to $100 million to China and other countries affected by the deadly coronavirus to combat its spread as the death toll surpasses 800. While the spread of the coronavirus has been rapid, Africa has yet to be hit, but there are preparations.
This is of little comfort to WHO Regional Director for Africa, Machidiso Moeti. She tells VOA, watching the virus reach other continents around the world is of great concern.
We know that there is quite significant travel of people from China to Africa and back.
Moeti says her team has begun working with member states to help them get ready for the possible onset of the coronavirus. She says WHO is providing